AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In northern Louisiana, thousands are being evacuated as more heavy rain falls on already flooded roads, homes, and property. Water in some places is up to rooftops. Cars are underwater. Three people drown in Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. The National Weather Service's Patrick Burke.
We have the flash flood warnings, which have been in effect, and we're seeing, you know, things like roads being washed out and barricades put up to protect people. But we'll also have some longer duration river flooding as well.
They've gotten up to 20 inches of rain in parts of northern Louisiana and may get 8 inches more by the time the rain ends tomorrow afternoon. Can you be a little nicer? The Republican Party chairman isn't putting it quite that way, but Reince Priebus is asking that tonight's Republican presidential candidates debate be a little more of a G-rated event, as he puts it. Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton went after each other last night during a debate in Miami, and Clinton said this when told that many voters don't trust her.
I am not a natural politician, in case you haven't noticed, like my husband or President Obama. So I have a view that I just have to do the best I can, get the results I can, make a difference in people's lives.
She told the audience watching on Univision, the Spanish language network, that immigrants in this country illegally should be put on a path toward citizenship. Rival Bernie Sanders said he would not deport children who are here illegally, as the Obama administration has done, he said.
No, I will not deport children from the United States of America.
And can you promise not to deport immigrants who don't have a criminal record?
I can make that promise.
A manhunt in Pennsylvania where at least two gunmen opened fire during a party in suburban Pittsburgh, killing five people and wounding three others. This is AP Radio News. Religious rights activists are demanding that the State Department designate the Islamic State group as perpetrators of genocide against Christians. Steve Coleman reports.
Spokesman Andrew Walther says the Knights of Columbus have compiled a 280-page report detailing the demolition of churches, the murder and enslavement of Christians, and other atrocities that clearly amount to the intentional destruction of a religious group.
When you say that something is genocide, it means that it has to stop.
A measure passed by Congress last year requires Secretary of State John Kerry to declare by March 17th whether ISIS victims are targets of genocide.
Then there can be the discussion of how to stop it. But I think that first and foremost, we have to call it what it is.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Germany says it's gotten hold of files containing personal data on members of the Islamic State group. Reportedly, fighters' real names, where they're from, telephone numbers, and names of their sponsors. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.